Okay, it's time to swing it on over to my main man, Bobby Gales, right now with today's guest. Good morning again, Bobby.
And good morning to you as well, Shirley. So, family, this morning I have information about a benefit jazz concert taking place virtually this Friday. It's to help the brothers and sisters in Haiti. So I'm here with the president of the Pan-African Collective, Reverend Jonathan Weaver. Reverend Weaver, good morning and welcome
good
to the
morning.
Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you on. So for those who are not familiar, tell us about the Pan-African Collective.
Collective was established 20 years ago in order to heighten people's awareness of Africa and the people in the diaspora, which includes, of course, African Americans, Black Americans, and even African immigrants, and finding ways in which we can come together in order to foster greater development on the continent of Africa. That's the whole purpose of the collective, and we do it in a variety of ways. Specifically, for the last 11 years, we've been engaged in medical missions projects in Malawi, Rwanda, and Congo, to the point in which we've actually treated now over 25,000 people, with volunteers going on a two-week annual basis to those three countries. Doctors, nurses, and people that just want to help.
That's
awesome. And about 4 years ago, a school was created bearing my name. It's the Weaver Primary and Secondary School in Congo, in the city of Congo, which now has 1,000 students. 25% of them are orphans, and the other 75% are children of refugees.
That is awesome. So, Reverend Weaver, how can people get more information about the Pan-African Collective?
They could go to our website. It's simply panafricancollective.org.
Okay. Now, are you teaming up with your friend Franz Canal, who leads the Dollar a Tree for Haiti organization, to put this benefit jazz concert on? I'm going to come back and talk to him on the next break.
Very good.
My guest there, Reverend Jonathan Weaver, the president of the Pan-African Collective. Okay, I'll be back at 8:40 with another update for you, but right now, let's check traffic. Tony, what do you have for us?